Hello and welcome to AgriLearn Podcast. I'm your host, Raina Nalau, an aspiring full-time farmer, as well as the brand ambassador for the Women and Youth Loan Scheme at the Agricultural Bank of Namibia. Today, I'm joined by one of AgriBank's mentors. So without any further ado, I'll ask him to introduce himself.
My name is Donovan Losper. I'm a mentor for the AASD division within the AgriBank.
Okay.
We basically doing training throughout Namibia. I'm one of 11 mentors, and my duties are to do training in the Karoo region. I am based in Keetmans, and I'm also a full-time farmer.
Also a full-time farmer.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, so Mr. Losper, today we're talking about farm maintenance and infrastructure. So please be so kind to just give us a definition for farm maintenance and infrastructure.
Well, if we're talking about farm maintenance infrastructure, if you want to give it another name, we could say that your infrastructure on the farm is basically your tools on the farm, which you need to, at the end of the day, successfully run your farming entity. Without that, you will be stuck. You won't be able to run it smoothly.
Mm.
So you need to maintain all your tools on the farm. And when we talk about tools, we include fences, water infrastructure, we're talking about farm roads, we're talking about all sort of systems on the farm which enables you to farm successfully.
Mm-hmm. How does a farmer then maintain their farm?
Well, if you look at maintenance, the way it should be done is basically a full-time job on the farm. There is no like a certain stage or a certain time during the year when maintenance is done.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, maintenance is done on an ongoing when it's required.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything breaks down, say for instance a windmill, you need to attend to it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise it will have a negative impact on your farming operations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about farm record keeping report. Why is it important?
Well, farm records are of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
By doing so, you record actually valuable information,
mm-hmm,
which you would need at a later stage.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you don't put down on paper will probably get lost or you will forget about it. That's why keeping records in the farm is very, very essential.
Yeah.
If I can just mention one example.
Please do.
Say for instance a windmill breaks down.
Yeah.
You won't be able to remember what size pipes are in that borehole,
uh-huh,
what size rods are in there,
mm-hmm,
what kind of cylinder is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a call from the farm from an employee saying that windmill is broken, you can go back then to your records once you do maintenance on those balls.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back to your records and then see, listen, I need a 50 millimeter pipes probably if it's a pipe that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably need a 16 millimeter rod if it's a rod that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
The type of cylinder that's in that specific hole, is it a brass cylinder or is it a something else? For you to be able to then acquire the spare parts that is needed to fix that specific windmill. That's why record keeping is of utmost importance,
mm-hmm,
on the farm.
Okay. All right, Mr. Losper, moving on. What are some of the most common issues that farmers encounter with regards to farm maintenance? What are the most common issues?
Most common things what you get on the farm is windmills break down,
mm-hmm,
water system supplies get out of order,
mm,
but and that is actually something that you can't do anything about. From time to time, your windmill has a lifespan, all the parts in it has a lifespan,
mm-hmm,
so it breaks down from time to time and you need to replace them. That's why farm maintenance is of such importance.
Mm-hmm.
Together with that, you have to look at your fences, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that you at least once in 2 weeks patrol your fences,
okay,
especially your border fences.
Okay.
By doing that, you will keep them in a good state. You will keep your animals on your farm so that they don't go out to neighboring farms.
Mm-hmm.
And together with that, one aspect that is also becoming a huge factor, especially in the small stock areas, mm-hmm. is predator control. Mm-hmm. So if you don't do inspection on your fences, if you don't look at them on a regular basis, mm-hmm. you will have an infestation of predators, and they will just finish your flock. And at the end of the day, it's a huge loss of money.
Yes.
So that's why it's so important to keep all your infrastructure on your farm in a good state for you to be able to protect your animals mm-hmm. and to make a good success of your farming business.
Wonderful. You mentioned windmills a number of times. Why are windmills important on the farms?
Windmills are important in the sense that it brings the water to your animals from underground. The new tendency is that we move away from windmills, mm-hmm. installing solar power. You know, Namibia is blessed with sunshine.
Yes.
So we're moving away from windmills, but there are also in some instances where we need to, once you find windmills on the farm, keep them in good state, mm-hmm. and they can work for you for a very, very long time.
Perfect. Thank you. With regards to water pumps, what are the most common water pumps used in Namibia?
On most of the farms, we will find windmills, okay. which is actually the oldest way of bringing water out of a well or a borehole. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, with new technology, we're installing solar pumps.
Okay.
We're even moving a bit further, where you have electricity supply on your farm.
Oh, yes.
You can put in electric pumps. There again, you have to weigh up the cost of an electric pump against the solar pump. Solar power is free. Mm-hmm. Like I said previously, we've got really good sunshine in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why solar pumps are working very well. Mm-hmm. But in cases where you have ample electricity, you can also install the electrical pumps.
All right. What is the difference between a water trough and float valves?
Well, if you understand the whole system, how it works, mm-hmm. you get water pumped out of a borehole into a reservoir
mm-hmm.
or a tank.
Okay.
Now, from the reservoir or tank, to make it available to the animals, you need a pipe connection between the dam or tank to the trough, which is actually a container. Nowadays, we get plastic troughs. Mm-hmm. In the olden days, we used to build cement troughs. Mm-hmm. Now, that is basically the container holding the water for the animals to drink.
Okay.
Now, where the difference comes in between a trough and a float valve is, at the top end of the trough, you install the float valve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the float valve enables you to make sure that there's water in that trough at any given time during the day,
uh-huh.
without having to put a laborer there to open a valve, to fill up the trough,
okay.
and close the valve again. A float valve works automatically. Once the water level in the trough drops, the valve opens, it fills up the trough. Once it's filled up, it closes automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that extra labor issue when it comes to using a float valve.
Wonderful. With regards to water troughs and float valves, let's say I have a piece of land now. How do I get water infrastructure on my piece of land from point A to point B?
Interesting enough, you should ask that question. That's one thing that we're really battling with.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers think that they can just put in a pipeline if they want water from point A to point B, mm-hmm. but it's not as easy and as simple as that. You need to get a qualified person in, like a technician, to survey the area between point A and point B. Because you cannot just go to a supplier and ask for a certain size pipe to get that water from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
The pipeline needs to be surveyed properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that information that you get out of that, there you then go and make sure. Because at the end of the day, you have to take into consideration, if you want water from point A to point B,
mm-hmm.
You have to look at how much water do you actually want to move from point A to point B.
Uh-huh.
And for you to be able to move that amount of water from point A to point B, mm-hmm. you need a certain size pipe. And then, depending on the topography of that specific area, you also need a certain strength pipe that can hold that amount of water successfully for you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line of this is, whenever you're thinking of putting up a pipeline, have it surveyed and get the right information mm-hmm. before you install a pipeline uh-huh. on your own.
You mentioned a qualified person.
Yes.
And by this qualified person, what are you referring to? Who are you referring to?
The local people who are available are normally your agricultural technicians.
Okay.
They
okay.
have that knowledge to be able to survey a pipeline and to give you the right information for you to, at the end of the day, put in the right size pipeline
mm-hmm.
that would take your water from point A to point B.
Okay. So I cannot just wake up and do it by myself.
No. It doesn't work like that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Last but not least, Mr. Losper, how often should farmers maintain their fences and why?
I would recommend that you at least once in 2 weeks inspect your fences, especially the border fences.
Okay.
And while inspecting these fences, you should look at different issues on your farm.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, whether the fences are damaged by animals, mostly in areas say where you have elephants or all these big animals. Secondly, you should look at tracks of predators entering your farm. You should look at especially where fences crosses big rivers.
Mm-hmm.
You should look at all that. And at the end of the day, with your farm management plan,
mm-hmm.
if you put a certain group of animals in a specific camp, then you don't want them to cross into another camp.
Yes.
So you always make sure that your fences are in good condition
mm-hmm.
to be able for you to manage your farm entity properly.
Okay. And let's say we have somebody that just acquired this piece of land,
yes.
but is not full-time yet
yes.
on the farm. What would your advice be?
I'm a great supporter of training to your employees.
Okay, okay.
You should pass on, because you as the owner of the farm are not always on the farm.
Yes,
you
yes.
are attending to other things, but your employees are the ones running your business for you in your absence.
Mm-hmm.
So once you pass on that knowledge to your employees, they would then do their work effectively
mm-hmm.
and look out for the same things that you would have done if you inspected those fences yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way in doing that and to make sure that it gets done, pass on that knowledge to your employees
mm-hmm.
and they will do the work properly.
All right. Mr. Losper, before we let you go, are there any final remarks?
Yes, of course. Seeing that I'm employed by AgriBank in the AASD division, which stands for Agri Advisory Services, if any farmer in Namibia finds himself or herself in a position where she needs information concerning farming
mm-hmm.
And such a person wishes to be mentored by the mentor in the Karoo region, who's me,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend that they get in touch with our head office in Windhoek
mm-hmm.
and further arrangements can be made for such a person to be mentored by me. And in addition to that, if any farmer or organized farmers groups find the need for training
mm-hmm.
on a specific topic
mm-hmm.
in a specific area,
mm-hmm.
they can also contact our office and arrangements will be made via head office down to me
mm-hmm.
and then I will attend to that. But as I previously said, training is of utmost importance
yeah.
and without training yeah. you cannot farm successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it all is that AgriBank is offering all the services free of charge.
Free of charge.
So who would not make use of that?
True, I would.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. AgriBank. AgriBank. You're